Blog Talk Radio.
Let there be light in my life. Let there be roads to eternity. Let me cast aside the darkness that's surrounding me. Let me roam free like the spirit I was meant to be. Let there be light in my life. Let me know eternal peace. Let the waves upon the ocean sweep me off my feet. Let my heart fill with silence of the open sea. Dark thoughts, goodbye. Hello, cleaner, blue sky. Never ending, reaching far beyond my dreams. Sun dances on my skin, and I'm in between. Let there be light in my life. Let there be road to eternity. Let me cast aside the darkness that's surrounding me. Let me roam free like the spirit I was meant to be.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. This is Cynthia Fontaine. Thank you for joining me. You were listening to Kev Rowe, and you can find Kev's music at kevrowe.bandcamp.com, kevrowe.bandcamp.com. I want to thank Kev for allowing me to use his fabulous music. He's a great artist, so I really encourage you to check him out. He's got a fantastic CD package, 47 tracks, 4 CDs for only $30, digital download. Check it out. His music's great. So I would like to welcome you all today on this Thursday, July 25th, 2013, wherever you might be listening from, or if you also, if you join in for the replay. So I welcome you, and I'm sending you all love. I'm so grateful for the fantastic community that I have. You guys are the absolute best. I meet such wonderful, wonderful people in my life, and I always say I have the best friends and meet the best people. And I often think about that, because there are so many in my life who I know experience things other than that. They, for example, I have a colleague who often gets very nasty people on her business page on Facebook, and it perplexes me, and I thank God that I get the most wonderful people and that I have not experienced that, and I hope that continues into eternity. But, you know, not just on Facebook, but also other areas of people's lives where people seem to attract people who are maybe negative or of a lower vibration. And that's our topic today. It's about vibration and raising your vibration. And what are some things that you can do to raise your vibration? It's important to know that the higher your vibration is, the higher the vibratory beings that you will attract to you. And that is people in the physical form, as well as, we'll say, for example, ascended masters or guides, people in the spirit form. The higher your vibrational level, the higher you resonate, and you can tune in, or those other beings can tune in to you. One thing that's very, very common with energy workers at the beginning of their process of learning energy work, whether it be Reiki or quantum touch or body talk or, you know, many of the very fabulous modalities out there, very often, especially if you're in a long-term relationship, you know, marriage or partnership, and even friendship, you will find that very often, after a period of time of you working in the healing field, and when I say working, I don't necessarily mean working on clients, but, you know, practicing and studying in whichever field you happen to choose, what you will find is suddenly your relationships may seem to not be working so well. A big part of that reason is because as you get into working with higher realms and working with healing and energy, your vibration shifts and your vibration raises. And those who are around you, their vibration stays the same of what it's always been. So now you have a vibrational discord between yourself or maybe your partner or some friends, and things just don't seem to be able to sort themselves out, no matter what you try. It's so common for people when they get into healing practices to, you know, down the road, separate or divorce, or also end friendship. It's really, really common. Because those people who are so close to you, they are no longer a match for your vibration. Now, it's not a bad thing. You know, change is good, and change happens all the time. The only consistent we have is change. That being said, you know, of course, it's always difficult for relationships to end, especially partnerships or marriages. Now, it doesn't always have to end that way. However, it's important for the partner or the spouse to sort of come along in a sense, or at least be open to what you're doing for that relationship to sort of be able to survive it. So that's, you know, just sort of a beginning glimpse into a little bit about vibration. Now, if you understand vibration and you understand a little bit about science, you know that we are energetic beings. Everything is made of energy and vibration. And everything has its own vibratory level. You know, you can look up some of these facts on the internet. You know, there's lots of science that this is based on. And the slower the vibration, the more solid the object. For example, a rock vibrates at a really slow vibration, where, water is at a higher vibration. And speaking of water, water is a really great way to raise your vibration, especially salt water, whether it's ocean water, or if you can't get to the ocean, then a salt bath. Himalayan salt that is untreated, unbleached, and non-radiated is a fantastic way to raise your vibration, because it clears out all the junk that you've picked up from other people that has accumulated in your energy field. So I highly recommend that you take a salt bath every day, preferably, you know, about 8 or 9 hours into your day after you've come home from work and that sort of thing, or you're taking care of the kids, or you've volunteered at the hospital, whatever it is that you do. And as you take your salt bath or go to the ocean is fantastic. So whichever is works for you. And as you are laying in the water, whether it's at the ocean or in the bath, imagine all the stuff you've accumulated from other people over the day just dissolve into the water. Just release it. You will be amazed at how much better you feel. So often, we are picking up other people's emotions, and we don't even realize it. You may get a headache, or you may have an upset stomach, or you may be feeling tense and stressed out, and you don't understand why. Because as you think about it, you think, "Wow, well, there's really nothing going on with me. Why am I feeling this way?" Very often, especially if you're sensitive, if you have any intuitive capabilities or are empathic, you are open to picking up other people's energy. So it's really, really important to clear that energy out. I just realized, I just got home, I've been with a friend for a couple of days, and I just realized, oh my God, why am I feeling on edge? Oh, because I didn't have my salt bath for a couple of days. And our weather here on the northeast of the United States has dramatically shifted in the last, 24 to 48 hours, where we went from a heat wave with almost 100% humidity for well over a week to rain and cold. And today it's only about, oh my gosh, I don't know what the temperature is, but it feels like it's 65 today. And for over a week, it's been in the 90s with almost 100% humidity. And so we've gone through this dramatic change. And when we get lots of rain, which we have the last several days, you can't swim in the ocean here very often because the bacteria count increased, which has happened this week. So the beaches are closed. And, normally I like to swim every day when possible, this time of year especially, because we have such a short summer season that I get in the water as soon as my feet don't cramp up. And this year, it was the end of May, which was great. So the water is really warm. So anyway, I'm about the ocean and the salt water. So I realized when I got home, oh my gosh, I haven't taken a salt bath in 2 days. No wonder you're feeling on edge. And I went to the mall yesterday, which I almost never go to the mall, but I needed to pick up a couple of things. And I went to the mall, and you know, there's lots of people in the mall. Fortunately, it was during the day, so it was kind of quiet. But anyway, I really highly encourage you to take a salt bath or get in the ocean. If you're not able to do that, then you can use a spray with salt and essential oils and distilled water to clear your field, or rose water. I like rose water particularly, though sometimes that can be hard to find. If you are interested in the spray or in the bath salts, you can find those products on my website, alchemyoftheearth.com. That's www.alchemyoftheearth.com. And, I started making these products, I started researching a couple of years ago now, 2 years ago. So I've been an aromatherapist for many, many years. I started researching these bath salts and body products, actually, I guess it's almost 3 years ago now, at the urging of Colette Baron-Reeves, who I have studied with for a number of years. because she uses the bath salts in her weight loss for people who feel too much, which I can say as a student and participant of her course, it is highly, highly effective. Those of you who know me personally and, you know, have seen me recently, you know that I've dropped a dramatic amount in weight and multiple sizes in clothes. I've actually gone down 5 sizes in clothes doing Colette's program, and I didn't really change my diet. So check out her program, Weight Loss for People Who Feel Too Much. If you struggle with emotional overload, it's not necessarily that you have to be overweight, but if you have trouble managing your emotions, if you are on empathetic overload, then I really encourage you to check out her program. She's got fantastic coaches who are really well trained, who are marvelous at walking you through the whole process. And that really goes with raising your vibration. Those of us who are intuitive, psychic, mediums, empathic, or so forth, we tend to hold on to weight because we hold on to everybody's emotions. And being able to manage those emotions and cleaning that part of your life up helps you to be a clearer channel. And if you're not in the practice of being intuitive or anything like that, it's okay. It's still a great thing to do because when you can raise your vibration on any level, you feel better emotionally, physically, you're just better all around, and your relationships get better too. So this isn't just for empaths or intuitive. This is for everyone out there. Oftentimes in the traditional healing field, sorry, I don't know why I'm getting froggy today. I'm just going to take a drink. In the traditional medical field, oftentimes you will see nurses who have been, practicing nursing for a number of years who tend to be on the heavier side. And they don't even realize that a big part of it is because they are so compassionate that their boundaries are porous, and they take on their patient stuff. So if that's you out there and you're listening, really do something proactive for yourself, for your well-being, positive well-being, mental and physical, and check out Colette's program. Or there are lots of programs out there. So let's talk about, before we get too further into vibration, we're going to talk a lot about that today. We still have 42 minutes. I want to give you the call-in number. If you would like to call in today and you have questions about vibration or intuition or things like that, you can call me at 818-691-7313. Again, that's 818-691-7313. I am also in the chat room, so if you'd like to pop into the chat room and say hi, if you have any questions, please feel free to pop into the chat and connect with me. I love connecting with you guys. You know, like I said before, I have the best group of people. I also have a prayer group. If you are interested in participating in that, and that is on my Facebook page. And my, let me just look this up here. It's called Prayer Place. And it's a group. It's a group by invitation. Or not by invitation, but you have to request being added to the group. So if you are interested in belonging to a prayer group, we're non-denominational. And you can ask for prayers for family members or, whatever. I just ask that you keep in mind that we have people from all over the world in the group and from all walks of religions and faiths. So we keep it, very generic, and we don't get into any particular faith or religious background. The Facebook page is facebook.com/group/Cynthia Fontaine, and that's Prayer Place. You can find my private page on Facebook at CynthiaFontaine.142. And my intuitive page is, it's a long one, Intuitive Medium, Psychic, Gifted Healer, Animal Communicator, Inspirational Teacher, Cynthia Fontaine. I'd love for you to join me on Facebook. Follow my page. You can friend me on my public page, but know that my public pages are really boring. Not a lot happens there. All my stuff happens on my public page, which is what I've just given you. But if you have trouble finding that, you can go directly to my private page. Now, my product line on Facebook is facebook.com/alchemyoftheearth. So check that out. Please like that. And I'd love for you to join me there as well. My email is cynthiafontaine@live.com, although I do get hundreds of emails a day. So if I don't know you personally and you're not in my address book, you will go to my filtered mail. And sometimes I do miss mail in my filtered mail just because I get so much mail every day, which is a great thing, but I don't want you to feel that I'm ignoring you. So send me a message on Facebook if you'd like to reach out to me. That's the best way to reach me. My website is CynthiaFontaine.com. I like to keep it simple for you guys. So if you know my name, you'll be able to find me. You can Google me. I'm all over the place. And my body line is alchemyoftheearth.com. Keep it really simple. That's my motto, my idea, is keep it as simple as possible. So that's sort of the housekeeping here, just to let you guys know how to follow me. I am taking on clients right now. I am getting together a mentorship program, and I am doing a special package. So if that's something you're interested in mentoring with me, please contact me. You can go right to my website, and I have a contact form there. You can send me that contact form with your information, and I will be happy to chat with you about how I can best serve you. Oh, let's take a nice deep breath. As we release the stress, I know it's early in the day for many of you, but you may be carrying things over from yesterday or last night. You know, we've had a lot of planetary things going on, and Leo is just moved in. The sun has just moved into the fire sign of Leo. We've gone from Cancer, which is a water sign, and emotions into fire. So you may be feeling uneasy now. This is the time to really harness that energy of Leo and manifest it or create something for yourself now. And with Leo, you're looking for a path. Oh, which way do I go with this? Well, pardon me, with Leo, there is no path. There are no steps to take. Leo is all about creating the steps yourself and blazing your own trail, making your own path. Now, Leo started with a big bang with a full moon in Aquarius. And this is a really important time to detach from your goals and the outcomes and the results. It's time to play. And that goes hand in hand with creating new things and taking your own path to do that. That's all great creativity. So don't so much look at the outcome of the finished product of whatever it is that you want to create, but enjoy the moment that you are creating and really take time out to play and have some fun. This is Leos love to play. They also love themselves. That's a big thing for Leos. It's all about me, me, me. So if you are a Leo and you know, you love yourself. We all, it's important for all of us to love ourselves. But you know what I mean when you love yourself in a way that is, you know, you put yourself above the rest. I'm fabulous. I'm Leo the Lion. And Leos are fabulous. You know, this is a good time for you to think about that and to learn about unconditional love. Leos also love to make people happy because Leo is connected to the heart chakra. So Leos love to make other people happy. And I have a lot of Leos in my life, but my partner is a Leo, and he loves to make people laugh, I have to say. He does really funny things, and one of these days, I'm going to videotape him doing one of his funny little things and put it on YouTube for you guys all to see. He's really quirky and a lot of fun. Okay, so let's just touch a little bit more on astrology here in this week. Now, you know, if you've tuned into my past shows in the last few months, I've talked a lot about Black Moon Lilith. Black Moon Lilith is now in our presence, and we're so lucky that she has once again arrived at this time. She has been suppressed for 1,000 years. That's a long time for a woman to be suppressed. Can you imagine? Oh my gosh, if we feel we're not being heard for 5 minutes, it's a problem. And here's Black Moon Lilith. She's been in hiding for 1,000 years, pushed down by the masculine. So now Black Moon Lilith has emerged, and she, along with each and every one of you out there and myself, are going through a birthing process, which began really about a month or so ago and goes through February. And it's like birthing a baby, where you have the 9 months of the baby in the womb and then birthing the baby. And you know how traumatic that can be, birthing a baby. And we're going through these growing pains of birthing. And we'll have this great birth in February, and that's when Lilith really comes into full power. And this is ushering in the divine time of the feminine. It's time for the feminine energy to emerge. And Lilith is the sister of Gaia, of Mother Earth. So Mother Earth has been doing this on her own relatively for 1,000 years without any assistance from her sister. And now her sister is back, and Mother Earth is going to have some assistance. Oh, that just feels so great, doesn't it? Everybody take a nice deep breath. Now, I think before we go any further, I'd like to do just a little short process with you, because we are talking about vibration today and raising your vibration. And one really helpful thing to raise your vibration is to get centered and get out of your head for a moment and into your heart chakra. And how, one way that we do that is through meditation and through breath. Now, you know, I'm famous for quick little meditations, and sometimes it can be as quick as 3 breaths and you're done. And of course, if you want to work with your spirit guides or ancestors and the galactic beings and so forth, 3 breaths is not going to do it. You're not going to be able to download much information in that time. But to get centered from and get out of your head, which is where you get all that mind chatter, where we've all experienced having that incessant voice in our ear saying things like, oh, why did you do that? Oh, you're not good enough. Oh, blah, 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 blah. We all have experienced that. So getting out of that headspace, that mind chatter, and getting into your heart stops that mind chatter and gives you a moment to breathe, let your body relax, and allows your senses to just take a breath and relax. We tend to be on high alert all the time, not just in this country, but around the world. Part of it is giving the era that we live in. You know, many people live in areas that are war-torn, or you may live in an area with gang members and things like that, and my heart goes out to all of you. So it's good to be able to just take a moment, get out of that space, and just be present in the moment. And being present in the moment will raise your vibration. Because so often we are living in the past or we're living in the future, and that scatters us. You know, that's like trying to be in two or three places at once. And you know what that's like, especially on hectic days where, you know, you've got to go to the grocery store, you have to pick up the kids, you've got errands to run, Aunt Jo is waiting for you, whatever it might be. Okay, so let's just take a moment. If you are driving or operating heavy equipment or can have a chainsaw in your hand, please do not participate in this at this time. Please stop what you're doing or listen to the replay. Whether you listen live or you listen to the replay, the energy continues to build and grow and expand. So as more and more people listen in, the vibration gets stronger and stronger. So I'd like you to have both feet flat on the floor, and if you're laying down, that's okay. Palms up, spine straight. So imagine that you have a string popping out the top of your head, your crown chakra, connecting up into the heavens, into the universe, out into space, pulling you tall, nice and straight and tall, and feel your spine, all your vertebrae come into alignment. And now imagine another string coming out the base of your spine. And this string, they have a brick attached to it. This is a great visualize that my youngest son's riding coach used to tell the kids all the time, have a brick with a string attached to your butt, pulling your butt down into your saddle. And I continue to use this for years and years and years. It's just a great visualization, and people can grasp it. So now imagine that string going up, connecting you to the universe, and the other one coming down, connecting you to the earth, and your spine straightening and getting longer. And now as you are getting more relaxed, and you can hear as my voice drops into a softer tone, now you're going to imagine as you breathe in through your nose and exhale through your mouth, imagine the breath of the universe entering through the top of your head, through your crown chakra. And as that comes in, imagine that breath, a breath of fresh, refreshing air, massages your scalp, your brain, your pituitary gland, your everything that you have going on inside your head. Imagine this breath just washing it all away, relaxing, going through your sinus area, your eyes. Imagine, let your eyes relax. Let them sink deep into your head. You know, we have these muscle connections that keep our eyes in place in their socket. And if we don't realize it, but it can be bring a lot of tenseness and pressure, and sometimes can even cause a pressure headache. So if you just allow your eyes to deeply relax and allow them to sink back into your head, they won't disappear, I promise, but it will give you relief. And you can even feel, perhaps if you have crow's feet or tightness around your eyes, you'll feel that all relax. Girls, you'll look younger with this technique. Do it every day, at least once a day. So, and now, take a nice deep breath in through your nose. Again, as the breath from the universe continues to swirl down through your throat chakra, your jaw relaxes, your shoulders relax. And the breath continues to move through your lungs into your heart chakra, and it goes down, 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 as if in a spiral. And just feel how calming and soothing this feels as the breath of the universe spirals down through your entire body. Take a nice deep breath in, and remember to exhale out, but in through your nose, and hold that for just a couple of seconds. And then when you exhale, a big release and an ah as you exhale out. That ah, the audible ah, triggers your brain to know that something is happening. And your brain knows, oh, it's time now to relax. It's amazing how great the response is. And, you know, the more you do it, the more automatic it becomes. So now again, we're going to take a nice deep breath in as the breath of the universe spirals down through our body, through our spine. It comes around our spine, releases all the tension, and allows the muscles to relax and all the tendons and things that connect into your spine, allowing it all to release and relax. And as this breath of the universe comes down into your solar plexus, your stomach area. Again, releasing and relaxing as this breath swirls gently around, cleaning up any toxins or debris or lower vibration energies, clearing and cleaning. And as this breath comes down further into your second chakra, where your sexual organs are, clearing and clearing. And take a nice deep breath in. And this breath continues, the breath of the universe, down into your root chakra, your base. This is your foundation. If you had a difficult childhood growing up, or if you're in a difficult relationship, your foundation could be shaky. So we're going to allow the breath of the universe to breathe through your root chakra, your base chakra, which is located at the base of your spine, and clean up any negativity, any things that have happened to you in the past or things that you're going through now. We're going to allow the breath of the universe to clear this out, pick up all those little particles of darkness, clear them out. And as you breathe in, the breath of the universe continues down through your hips, your thighs, your knees, swirling, 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 down through your calves, your ankles, your feet. And allow this breath to go out through the soles of your feet into Mother Earth. And Mother Earth will process everything that this breath of the universe has collected and picked up throughout your being. And it will regenerate it, breathe new life into it, clean it up, and fertilize herself with it. So take a nice deep breath in through your nose as we're going to conclude this process. And just allow again for one more minute of this relaxation to set into your body. And you can use this process any time of the day or night. If you're feeling stressed, if you're feeling like you have picked up negative energies or so forth, you know, feel free to use this process. Use it frequently. Again, you know, only in a safe place, not when you're driving or operating equipment. So as again, as we come back into the present moment, as we take a deep breath in and a big exhale out, come back fully into the present moment, relaxed and rejuvenated. Just kind of pause for a second here to allow you all to return back to this moment. And again, if you'd like to call in, we have about 20 minutes to go. The call-in number is 818-691-7313. And I am in the chat room if you'd like to join me there as well. So what are some other ways that you can raise your vibration? One way that I love to raise my vibration is dance. I absolutely love to dance. I have loved to dance since I was a child. That was just one thing that always brought me so much joy. You just have to turn the radio on and you would find me dancing. My grandparents, on my mom's side, used to have these fantastic New Year's Eve parties every year. Everybody in the town would show up at one point or other. There'd be a huge buffet and, you know, every sort of kind of food that you could imagine and beverages. And the music would play nonstop from early in the afternoon when the party started until way into the wee hours of the morning. And, of course, as a little child, my brothers and sisters and cousins and I, well, we had to go upstairs and go to bed at a certain time. But we would always sneak back down, my brothers and I would, because we didn't want to miss the party. And we'd watch from the staircase with the door cracked open. And when we were older, of course, we were allowed to stay later. So dancing has always been a big part of my life. So I didn't have any formal dance lessons till this past year. I have always wanted to belly dance. And I have a fabulous friend right down the street from me who has a belly dance studio, belly dancing. She's added yoga this year to it as well, who is trained in classical ballet. And she is a fantastic instructor. Barbara Donahue is her name, and it's Dancing Spirit Studio. So if you have a chance to check out Barbara, I recommend that you do. So I took some belly dance lessons last year with Barbara, and I realized with taking lessons with her that her work is basically the same as my work, in a sense, where it's just in a different form. She is raising vibration with herself and those who take classes with her, through the art of dance. And what I realized is, and this may not be for every belly dance instructor out there, because I've only experienced lessons with Barbara, though I have danced with other belly dance instructors. Her work moves every single chakra in your body and connects you to heaven and to earth. I was really, really amazed as I started learning about the art of belly dance and how similar it is to the work that I do, you know, helping people balance their energy fields and their chakras and that sort of thing. And you can do this through forms of physical movement. So I highly recommend, whether it's dance that you love or bike riding or kayaking or running, whatever it is, I highly recommend you get out every day and move your body in some way. And if you are physically limited to how much you can move, I still encourage you to do as much as you can, whether that be even sitting on the couch, imagining in your mind's eye that you, your body and your soul are dancing to this wonderful music. Because the mind doesn't know the difference between reality and what is not reality. So if you and your mind are dancing, you will be dancing. Your body thinks you're dancing. So I highly recommend that you do that, even if you're not physically able. Get your body moving. Get your mind moving. It's really important to keep learning new things. You know, it's not so important that you store so many facts, because we have Google for that, or Bing, or Ask.com. You know, there any fact that you want, you can pretty much discover on multiple sites on the internet. But it's really great to learn new things, because your mind needs to be fed. And if you allow your mind to just sort of get complacent, then your body starts to go along with that. And part of raising your vibration is to keep moving. So learn new things, whether that be, it can be anything, whatever you're interested in, medicine, history, alternative medicine. Maybe you want to learn how to be a tarot card reader or an intuitive. whatever it is, get out and do it. Get out and do it today. We're in a great astrological time for creating new things. So what is it that you have been longing to create in your life? Have you always wanted to paint? Are you an artist at heart? Well, get some paints and some paintbrushes and a paint pad or canvases and start painting. Just paint everything and anything you can. Let your heart sing. What is it? And if you can't remember, you know, I often have clients that when I say, what makes your heart sing? They say, I don't know. And very often, I will then ask them, as a child, what did you always want it to be or do? What made you happy? And all of a sudden, a light comes on in their face, and they talk about, you know, wanting to be a dancer or wanting to be an artist or wanting to be a fireman or whatever it is. So if you can't, if you have trouble, if you've been stuck in life for so long that you don't even remember what brings you joy and makes you happy, go back to your childhood and remember, what made you happy as a child? What or who did you want to be when you grew up? Did you love to sketch? I loved to draw. I had pads and pads of drawings. I even did a huge mural on my bedroom wall as a teenager. It was just something I loved to do. And then I guess about more than 15 years ago now, almost 20 years ago, I started drawing again. And then I took it to another level because I always wanted to paint. And so I got into some watercolors and I got into some acrylics. And the second painting I ever did, I was sitting in my side of my yard one day, and my neighbor's birthday and anniversary was coming up. It was all on the same day. And I had sketched the side of their house. And I thought, you know, this would be really nice painted. And so I painted it with watercolor. And I changed a little bit because we have a main road that runs in front of our houses. And I took out the road and I didn't put in the telephone lines or the tree, you know, the telephone wires, the telephone lines or anything like that. So I made it a little bit more aesthetically pleasing than, you know, looking at the main road that we face. And I framed it and gave it to them for their birthdays and wedding anniversary. And at the time, I did not realize that my neighbor Steve was a retired art teacher. And it was, like I said, the second picture I had ever painted. And he looked at the painting and was astounded. And he said, wow, this is fantastic. And he was explaining to me the different qualities of the painting, which I don't remember or understood at that time. And he said, I didn't know that you were an artist. And I said, or a painter. And I said, well, I'm not. Or I wasn't, but I am now. And he was really, really impressed with my artwork. So I encourage you, even if you've never had a lesson, just do what you love. I've never had a formal art lesson. You know, I had art in school when I was a kid. You know, in grade school, I didn't even have art in high school. So do what you love. And if it doesn't come out, you know, if you think it's not fabulous, that's okay. Just keep doing it. Do it for the joy of it. One thing that I really want to do that I've wanted to do this actually for a number of years is create stepping stones. You know, pour the molds out of cement and then create really unique stepping stones. So I'm going to do that, I think, maybe in the fall, because that's something that I often think about, but then I forget about it. I get busy doing other things. So I'm going to do that. I painted stepping stones last year and gave them as gifts. You know, I just bought them in the store, and they were all one color and kind of boring. And I just brought them to life and then put multiple coats of polyurethane on them and give them away as gifts. And the people who received them absolutely loved them. So do what you love. That raises your vibration. Be kind to other people and be kind to yourself. That also raises your vibration. Negativity not only brings you down, it brings all others around you down. So even if somebody is being not so nice to you, if you're going through a difficult time, a divorce, family quarrels, and things like that, take a step back and try to step out of the situation mentally. Don't take it so personally. That can really help to shift your perspective, and it can change the vibration of the whole situation. And, you know, often things will improve. So rather than being in the emotion of whatever that is that you may be experiencing, take a step back and observe it as if you were a stranger, just observing others that you didn't know or weren't involved with personally and emotionally. It can really, really make a difference in changing your perspective and helping to raise your vibration. And when you raise your vibration, often those around you or you with vibration will raise as well. And for those, again, as I spoke about earlier, for those who are unable to raise their vibration, oftentimes they will fall out of your circle of life. And it's not a bad thing. It just is what it is. It just is what it is. So meditation is really key in raising your vibration as well. And, you know, those of you who know me know that I love short, quick meditations like the one we did a little earlier. But I also like to meditate for longer periods of time. And sometimes we'll throw a meditation track on and we'll sometimes repeat the track 3 or 4 times in one session. I love to work with the galactic beings and really got into Kenji Kumara's work, working with the galactic beings. And they're really, really fabulous beings to work with. I'm now moving into the level of working with the Ascended Master, so I'm so excited about that. And my mentor and medicine woman, Althea Gray, has been key in helping me make that shift. So, you know, feel free to check these people out who I speak about, because the people who I work with are just marvelous, marvelous beings. And you would really enjoy their work, and so I put it out there. Now, if you'd like to connect with me again, please, you know, do so. Find me on Facebook, follow me on Twitter, connect with me through my website, and, you know, if you do send a contact form, then I will have your email, and I can add you to my address book, so your email won't go into my filtered mail. What a great idea. So get on my website and send me a contact form. And that is CynthiaFontaine.com, CynthiaFontaine.com. Facebook, again, is Facebook.142 is my private page. Twitter, Cynthia Fontaine, that's Cynthia Fontaine. I also have a blog. I forget to tell you guys about that. Oh, my gosh. I have a blog, and my blog is, hold on, let me look at it. I'm on blogger.com, and I don't know how to get to the page. I'm on the compose page. Let's see. I'm going to view my profile. Nope, that's not it. Well, if you go to blogger.com, and type in Cynthia Fontaine, I think you'll find me. Yeah, try that out. So check out my blog. I try to post at least once a month, though. I'm not so great about that because the other social media stuff takes me so long. But check out my blog, Cynthia Fontaine, and that's at blogger.com. Let's see. Any other housekeeping stuff? Not that I can think of. Let's just get back into a little bit about raising your vibration. How else could you raise your vibration? And, you know, we were talking about staying positive, talking positively, thinking positively, staying away from negative thought, action, and deeds, really important. So in other words, live with integrity. Be honest. That one can be a tough one for some people, you know. Sometimes you think, oh, it's just a little white lie. Well, your subconscious mind knows, and your body knows, truth from a lie. Your body cannot lie. So if you tell even a white lie, that registers in your body and it lowers your body's vibration. And if you do things like that chronically, then you could lower your vibration so much to the level where you can usher in sickness, illness. And no one wants to be ill or unwell. So, you know, be honest in your life with others. And, you know, it's not that you have to be honest to the point where you're brutally honest and you hurt other people, because that, again, is a type of negativity in itself. So do that. Self-care helps to raise your vibration. You know, I had said earlier that I just realized I hadn't had my salt bath in a couple of days. Now, for me, taking my salt bath is a big part of self-care. It's taking my time, out of my day and unplugging from the world to recharge my batteries, clear off other people's stuff, and just be present in that salt bath. So I encourage you to do things that bring you into the present moment, because living in the past or living in the future distorts your energy and can lower your vibration. Now, if you're thinking of past memories that are happy, then those can raise your vibration. You know, I don't say forget about the past, but try to focus on the good thing and things perhaps that you've experienced that weren't so positive or good. Take those things and learn from them and move on. We only have about 2 minutes left here. I'd like to thank you all for tuning in again. I love all you guys, and I so appreciate your being with me, whether you're here on Facebook or following me on Twitter. I love connecting with you guys and reaching out to you. I just want to see what else I want to make sure I touched on all the things that I had jotted down about raising your vibration. And I talked a little bit about this last night on my Intuition 101. Oh, really important. The use of drugs or alcohol can really lower your vibration. So you want to clean up your life. You want to, if you are using recreational drugs, alcohol, you want to try to eliminate that. You know, of course, if you're on prescription medication that you need, then, you know, please, by all means, don't do that. But if you are to prescription drugs, really think about addressing that. Also, clean up your home. If you have clutter, clear it out. Because with a clear space, things move more fluidly. And that gives your vibration a chance to raise. So I think I've covered pretty much all the points that I wanted to hear. So again, I'd like to thank you all for tuning in today. again, my website, CynthiaFontaine.com. Follow me on Facebook and Twitter. Thank you all for joining me. I love you guys, and we're just going to finish out with Kev Rowe.
Your love, goodbye, embrace your death. Put the sad song around us, and I ask why. We'll be gone easily, sweet light. We'll be gone easily, sweet light. Every night of my life, let's walk to eternity. Let's cast aside the darkness that's surrounding me. Let me roam free like the spirit I was meant to be. Let me roam free like the spirit I was meant to be.